Chinese student Can Wang had his picture taken next to a cardboard cutout of Obama. Wang has been studying in the U.S. for 3 years and says he's happy he got to experience the campaign, election, and inauguration, and will tell people back home about the event.
In China right now it's very late, like midnight. Tomorrow morning I'll call my parents, tell them, oh, I can even take a picture. So it's very exciting.
Wang says he talks with his friends about how now that there's an African American president, maybe in the next 10 or 20 years there will be an Asian American one. Sophomore Sophia Snow says Obama's swearing-in was emotional because her grandparents worked in the civil rights movement.
Just this past weekend, when I was in Boston with my grandmother, my grandfather just passed, and she was just talking about how the last thing my grandfather wanted to see was Obama, and how they worked hard for something like this, you know, for this.
Snow adds she knows Obama can't fix everything, but she's happy to have witnessed his election at age 19. Freshman Rebecca Hudson is also looking forward to the future. She says if Obama's policies are consistent with the remarks he made in his inaugural address, the country is entering an amazing, historic period. Christina Clarkson, Wisconsin Public Radio.